the Mad Men DVD review.
Alrighty.
We all here?
It's mad.
It's madness.
Good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Benny. How you doing?
Great. Great.
For those of you who aren't regular listeners, Ben Zambo is our esteemed reviewer this morning.
It's a little bit far away, is it? You got that?
Yes.
All right.
Look, better now.
So, Ben, what did you review?
This week I watched LA 92, which is LA 92. Which is a National Geographic documentary, came out last year, about the 1992 LA riots, which is an event which I wasn't alive to see, but
what?
I'm sure...
What? How old are you?
What?
I wasn't
old
alive.
Enough.
Well, you not old enough, clearly.
You weren't alive to see it, though. You know what I mean? You weren't, like, dangling...
Well, I didn't watch it on TV.
Yeah, was this what I'm saying?
I'm just surprised.
I didn't say I hadn't heard of it.
Okay.
It's one of those things everyone's kind of heard the name of Rodney King,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't know that he wasn't dead. He was severely beaten, but he survived, and he was there to see the riots that followed. I suppose I'll start where the documentary starts, where it goes to the effort of putting it in a longer context, starting with the 1965 Watts riots, which is the first big kind of race related, like people upset about their conditions, about like police brutality coming in and kind of just taking out their anger. And even at the time, people saying, you know, this isn't probably the last time we've seen incidents like these, because the conditions aren't changing. And the conditions don't change. And fast forward to 1992, we've got the Gulf War, we've got like change in the political sphere, but still there's like the institutions are very much entrenched in their old ideas, old, like going back to slavery times, concepts about race and people's worth.
Who was the president at that time?
George W. Bush, H.W. Bush? Is what? That how you could say the first one?
Oh, yeah. First Bush. Bush, yeah. The first, yeah.
Yeah.
Original Bush.
The OG. Yeah.
I think that was Bush. The election year. I think that's the year Bill Clinton comes.
Because he was like a tough on crime guy.
We can do a count back if you want.
Yeah. What, do all
1992? I don't know.
Eight. Yeah, 1992 was a presidential election, so I would say you'd probably bang on.
Mm-hmm. Obviously the key incident is Rodney King was a motorist. He was a father, 25 or so, pulled over, mercilessly beaten. An incident, sadly, quite commonplace. However, what was unique was that the whole thing was captured on film by someone who just happened to be standing by with their video camera, shooting out their window, and it just captured the sheer brutality and needless violence, where they just four officers crowding around, pummeling him on the ground. He's cowering in fear. His eyeball sockets so smashed in, it's knees reconstructive surgery.
Ooh.
And there are other incidents at the same time. A girl in a store is shot by a Korean shop owner, which is difficult for the situation because Koreans are one of the many kind of communities in this area, in the predominantly black communities, and they've come in, they've set up like often like convenience store kind of, they've managed to like often find themselves like a cozy little economic nook, and they're doing relatively well compared to many people, and that's like, so there's a target of kind of resentment there as well, and then this is happening. So it's all building up, and the documentary does a great job of kind of setting up all these events and showing the sequence that leads up to the key event, which is the acquittal of the four officers who beat Rodney King. They're found not guilty. And that is the spark that lights the fire. And so the documentary is all found footage.
Wow.
So it's all like news stories and amateur camera, you know, police helicopter. It's constructing a story out of like the way most people would have watched it at the time.
Which is there a narrator or is it like...
No. Right. There's no kind of visible hand on the story, I should say. I mean, that's the thing about documentaries like these, is always kind of... it's like, where are the camera pointing? What are they showing? They're focusing, obviously, on the most horrific actions of, like, the rioting people. The movie does a fair job to show other sides of the story, to try and cover different perspectives. That was the interesting part, you know, like the Korean shop owners eventually kind of had to take to arms to defend their stores, and you hear snippets of like Korean radio talking about why has God done this to us, and that's very interesting. And the people, and not everyone's like participating in the riots, it's showing the people who are like appealing for calm and stuff. So it's not like totally a one-sided coverage that you're seeing, which is what you might expect from a riot covered on the news.
So this is 26 years ago, LA 92.
Yeah.
That's the event that we're talking about, the LA riots and the Watts riots in 1992 in South Central. But in terms of your lifetime, Ben, we've had some more like police brutality, but you know, Black Lives Matter is like basically this is a similar situation, you know?
Yes.
Almost exactly.
And well, there hasn't been a demonstration on such a large scale, or like carnage and anger and frustration just exploded out as it was in the 60s. All the ingredients are still there. They're all just sitting there simmering away.
Does the film draw those lines together about like contemporary conditions with the conditions in the 90s or the conditions in...
It doesn't comment on contemporary. It doesn't go any further than the LA riots, but it doesn't take a genius to like figure out.
What are you trying to say? Is that a stupid question?
No. It makes the point. It makes the point subtly that right. The conditions are still here, but it doesn't. It keeps action more or less historical.
Yeah,
we should
and
say.
You don't
which
have a narrator.
It is
over
good
the
for
like
a documentary,
that.
I think. To yeah, yeah. No narrator, so it's trying to be as impartial as possible.
Yeah, so you don't have someone being like, and in the year 2018, the conditions are exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
No matter of time.
Yeah, it's kind of wild that, you know, 25 years later, almost exactly the same oppressive conditions, if not worse, you know, because you've got a president who's like inciting race crime, you know,
mm-hmm.
or emboldening like the radical right.
Yeah, combined with like a fundamentally corrupt police force and racial tensions that have never gone away, conditions of inequality. Well, yeah.
It's nuts. America's not doing too good. I mean, how are we doing in New Zealand, do you think?
But way less police killing people. So that's something.
Yeah, but we still have like massive incarceration rates for young Māori and Pacific Islanders.
We have our own complex problems. I mean, it's difficult to compare apples and oranges, you know. Our situation may seem very different, and it is, but it's no invitation to become complacent, let's say.
Nice. That's a very good point, and it's a good place to leave it, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, LA 92.
One moment of brevity, which I think might be inappropriate, but... Always when I see a documentary from the 90s, it's always great to check out everybody's outfits. Is there some good outfits in this?
Yes, there is. Great hair.
And soundtrack? What's the soundtrack like? Non-existent.
It's not like a poppy soundtrack. It's just like scored, you know. It's a classy.
Right, they haven't just...
Sounds classy. Hey, so we actually have a copy of this DVD to give away. All you have to do is text us in to 5395. Include your B card number.
There's a call coming through here, Sam.
Is there a phone call?
Looks like it.
Do you want to answer it?
No. Yeah. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
How you going, mate?
Not too bad, mate. So I'm driving. I can't really text while I'm driving.
That's all good.
Okay.
Are you wanting this DVD?
I'd love to win that DVD, yeah, mate. Yeah.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
Hold up. We'll take you off the air and we'll get the details.
Yeah, thanks very much.
No worries. What's your name?
Denver.
Denver. Thanks for calling, Denver.
Cool.
Hold the line, Denver.
Hold the line.
Easy.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.